Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The great deals are at Doral Hyundai Miami Heat. They lose to the Phoenix Suns 115-112. Didn't even get a shot off. They had a chance to tie it at the end. What a terrible play.
The game just ended kind of poorly. They went a stretch where they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, but they were hanging in there because of their defense. And yeah, but then it just got to the point where, like, yeah, too much.
Kevin Durant hit onion shot after onion shot down the stretch. A new thing. The Heat have a new species. It's called half a third quarter because they went out to a 15-point lead in the third quarter, but then allowed a 15-2 run to end it. So they went into the fourth quarter with just a 2-point lead.
Yeah,
like, what just happened? What was this?
I always figure out, like, and it's a little harder to do in football because it's not as fast flowing. But does somebody give the heads up? Hey, guys. I mean, or do they realize it when the coach called three timeouts in like 12 seconds?
Look, in today's game, I guess, with the three-point shot, if you go on a little rut, but it was like Grayson Allen, Kevin Durant, 3-3. I think Bradley Beal had an and-one, or maybe it was Devin Booker, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, we're up by only two now. Okay,
great. Right.
Great.
I'm tired of seeing Bam open and not shooting it. I don't care that he had a terrible night. Like, they are leaving him alone.
As they should. Right now he's got the touch of DeAndre Jordan.
But here's the thing, most of his misses were like putbacks or the bunnies.
It was brutal.
Like, he was near the rim. But they were still leaving him like 4 or 5 feet at the 3-point line. If he's not going to shoot it, like, he has to shoot it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Otherwise, he might as well just play in the paint the whole game.
He did a whole lot of talky talking this offseason.
By the way, see the old young fella in there swatting stuff.
Oh, man. I told you guys, West Coast Spo gets a little frisky. He does.
Maybe it's a 6-game road trip, Spo. He wanna have some players when they play that 6th game.
I don't know. I think it's just one of those things. Like, he gets on the West Coast, he's like, he wakes up and he goes and gets breakfast with Chris Quinn. He goes, I think tonight's a Kalel night. He goes, West Coast Spo? He goes, it is West Coast Spo. And then all of a sudden, Kalel Ware's out there. No more Thomas Bryant, thank God.
I tell you, he didn't look terrible.
He looked great, especially his second stint.
His job is well defined. You protect the rim.
Be tall.
But if you put him and Bam in together and Bam doesn't shoot, you're wasting two players.
Well, that's the thing that's frustrating. Kalel gets in there. He gets an open three. Bang. Nothing makes but
it. Nothing. Not only that,
net.
Makes it. It look good.
Look good. And then there was one where, like, Beal's like, he's like trying to get in there, and like, he's like, this guy's crazy. He's too big. And just unfortunately, he threw out to Nurkic, who was in Steph Curry land, and hit the craziest. I didn't even know he was capable of that. I thought like he
didn't touch rim either.
No, I'm like, what is this? Like Nick Batum and Nurkic. Why is everybody Steph Curry around the Heat?
And he almost went 20-20.
It was insane. But yeah, man, Bam is, he stunk up the joint and he's been stinking up the joint on offense. Can't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
I just think, like maybe he just hit his rut sooner than everybody else.
Guys,
oh, he's rutting, dude.
This is a deeper problem.
What are you talking about? You've been very hard.
No.
It has been unbearable to watch games with you in the group chat.
You know.
Yeah. Listen, we are about to institute some new laws up in the chat. Because let me tell you something. Every time you get close to the end of a game, it could be any game. It don't have to be the Heat. It could be any game. Then all of a sudden, we start getting the woe is me. I'm about to lose my bet.
Gambling at it.
I mean, 12 points.
Wait,
dude.
Hold on. Yeah. But wait.
Yep.
Did I not tell you before the game?
You did.
Because he dealing with Nurkic and they got him playing in the paint. Don't mess with him.
Correct. That is what you mentioned.
Yes. And if anything, Nurkic damn near had 20-20, making threes and everything. Cause ain't nobody on the court as tall as him. Yeah. So I don't know. You're like,
so they're shooting under 40% for the season.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Especially when most of his shots are.
Do you want to hear an alarming stat in regards to Bam Adebayo? I did some deep diving last night.
You did it.
Deep diving.
What did you find with your snorkel mask?
Other than the playoff game versus the Celtics that the Miami Heat won.
Okay.
Bam Adebayo has not scored more than 20 points in a win over a playoff team since February 26th.
Wow.
And prior to that, the only other time he had done it was on December 25th, also against the Sixers. Basically what I'm saying is...
No one beat in that game either.
Basically what I'm saying is, inflated stats, he hasn't been performing for close to a year.
So... Let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
Then why did you bet on him?
You got to break the trend. And also, I did the research.
Why you bring, that's the first stat you come up with in the morning? When you had that stat 12 hours ago, and you said,
You know, I did the research. I did the research.
Because now he's in the dangerous dance of he's due.
Right. But here's what I don't do. I don't bet any of my teams or any of the players I like to go less. I don't do it. If I have questions, I'm not rooting against them. I just don't put them on my card. You see what I'm saying?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He wants to bet all of his favorite players, and then he's upset. But you got to have an open mind towards it.
Oh, an if open you mind know these 12 things, points.
If you wait,
open mind. I wait, just want to keep an
let
open
me ask
mind.
You a question.
That's my
let
problem.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did we not know before last night Bam was struggling?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Yeah. So
because now he's on the he's due train. that's what he's going to do. And he's going to wind up.
I don't believe he's doing.
Remember Mexico City? Remember that?
Yes. See,
that was two games ago. So I'm like, he's going to, you know, maybe on American soil this time. That'd be nice, you know?
American soil you're going with? That's the logic?
This is the thing. The reason why he did so well in Mexico City, this all clicked last night. I did a lot of research. Date night. It was date night. She joined him in Mexico. They had a wonderful evening out, and he was so rejuvenated by the love he was experiencing because now he operates.
You said that the love was the reason he was struggling.
He is struggling, but
wait, yeah, you did call him lover boy last night.
Vacation.
Did you forget that text?
Vacation. Yeah, that's a different kind of thing. That's like,
I don't understand. Is his relationship hurting or helping him in your eyes, Froggy? Because you're going all over the place.
It's distracting him from being the best basketball player he can be.
Really?
And the only time he's successful is when he's off honeymoon vibes because they're having tequila in Mexico City. When he's here, he's home, you know, he's just in love and home. Mexico City is a different kind, you know.
He's going through a stinker right now. He's going to get out of it, but it has been a stinker. Like there's no denying it. There's no talking around it.
Hey.
He's missing shots. He's been gun shy.
Let's not forget, he's not good enough. We can't not mention this. For as bad as he's been, Tyler has been
Tyler's been balling, dude. I mean, that's
Goodness.
You know, Tyler is nuclear right now. He's doing everything. Huh. He's setting his guys up. He's been doing exactly what they asked, nothing but threes. And then when he has to drive to the rim strong, he's been getting to the free throw line.
I would say back off Terry a little bit because Terry gonna give you two or three contested threes a game. And
but Terry's streaky, like we know. Yeah, like Terry's gonna give you a week of stink, and then like he'll be hitting the craziest shot you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, but that's just who he's always been.
Yeah.
So like you gotta, and this is it sucks because you want it when you want it, but if you take a month or 2 months of play, you look at Terry's numbers, you're going to say, oh, okay.
That being said, that pass to Jimmy last night, awful at the end. Jesus. I mean, that was Skylar Thompson-esque. What the hell? Terry, one, two, three. That's how many points you need. Why are you passing it to him going towards the rim? Put it right there. He would have had it. I mean, that was just, oh, my God. And then Jimmy was like so confused because he's like, oh, I'm wide open. Oh, that's only because that's a two. Wait, let me back up. Whoop, whoop, whoop. No. You, Tyler. You. That was how they drew it up in the huddle. And by the way, the other play Jimmy could have gone to is throw it to Bam top of the key. But why would you bother? Because he's not going to shoot it. Or if he is going to shoot, it's probably going to go out of the arena.
That's the kind of thing that turns it around, though.
Maybe. But he probably thought to himself. He goes, there's old Bricks McGee. This is all going through his head. Oh, for sure.
100%. Wait, let's have a little reenactment of the 5 seconds you have to get the ball in. Okay. Ready? Go.
All right, here we go, Jimmy. Here you go. Inbounded.
Wait,
right.
Don't hit the ball. Ooh, slap the ball.
All right, going to go to Terry. Terry. Jimmy, go to the rim. Wait, we need 3 points. I'm back here. Bam's over there. Bricks McGee. Tyler, you do it. The game over.
Bricks McGee. It's horrible, dude.
That was the play last night.
What if you really thought that?
Was like,
don't throw it to Snow Dance.
That's what it felt like. Or in Marcos's case, Jimmy's like, probably writing a poem.
You know, that I
last roses night, are red, violets are blue. I'm building a brick for me and you.
Whee! Clank!
Trying to get his brick house together for his family. I get it.
Ow.
It really, honestly, it brought me to a point hearing seeing Loverboy stink it up on the court and seeing Tyler Hero's having success. And why is Tyler Hero having success? Not because he's recently converted to the Men in Black. It's because he has a song with his name.
Huh? What?
Bam Adebayo needs a song with his name. And I decided, what better way to help my boy get out of this rut than to give this man a song of his own?
Aja Wilson. Aja Wilson. And she won gold in women's basketball. I guess that has something to do with Bam and the Heat, huh?
You have to give Asia Wilson credit for Bam jump shot. Asia Wilson needs to get
more. I hope you have a great season. I think that your season will be amazing.
When she loves him, now that he loves somebody else, we just can't win. And so he goes to parlay time. Now that Bam is in love, it's like my pockets could cry.
There you go, buddy.
Hey,
hopefully that fixes you, dude.
Hey, that doesn't sound like a very positive.
That did sound like, right. What do you get? You're giving him FBTL?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of frog boy tough love. That'll shape him up.
That also might get your ass kicked the next time y'all run into each other.
Well, you know, a little sleight of hand, maybe.
We'll take a break. Lots to get into on today's program. Back after this.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.